You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. Today, we're talking to Mr. Mark Burns, a senior writer at Sports Techie and a sports contributor at Forbes. Let's get started today, Mark, with the background of your journey. Can you tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a writer in the sports industry?
Yeah, definitely. I guess first off, thanks so much for having me. I was born and raised in Metro Detroit. Grew up here, went to high school, college, went to the University of Michigan thinking I was going to be the next big sports medicine doctor, and took a few science classes, some chemistries and biologies, and absolutely hated them, and figured if I was going to go down the science track that I would need to take more of these classes. And it wasn't so much, I think looking back now, I wanted to be a doctor. I like helping people, and that was a way to do that through being a doctor, of course. And so kind of pivoted. I enjoyed history growing up, and so enjoyed history, had a few great high school classes. And so I ended up majoring in history thinking, and this is after freshman year, so we're talking 2008 or so, thinking I might go to law school and I could do a lot of things with a law degree, maybe potentially practice law, had a few family members that were lawyers, talked to them, they enjoyed it. And so fast forward, I guess all throughout my undergraduate career at Michigan, I wrote for the school paper, the Michigan Daily, and covered various sports teams, covered the hockey team for 2 years, covered women's basketball for 3 years, men's and women's tennis, probably a dozen sports over the course of 3.5 years. And so really enjoyed writing. I think it stemmed from a high school teacher I had, Don Ambrose at Orchard Lake St. Mary's in Orchard Lake, Michigan. He was my English teacher junior and senior year and was big into writing. And I really enjoyed it when I was in his classes. And I think going to Michigan, I was trying to figure out, extracurricular activities. What could I do to really, not only I'm obviously in class, but what could I do outside of class? And so working for the Daily and doing that for 3.5 years was an amazing experience. A lot of my memories from Michigan are from when I was at the Daily. And so it was always something that I could see myself doing maybe after I graduated, after I maybe went to law school, if I didn't end up practicing. But because there's so few jobs out there in sports media, whether you're radio on air, you're a combination of a few things. And so, I graduated from law school in 2014 and worked at a sports agency for 2 years in marketing in Atlanta, an agency called CSC Talent. Yeah. Did that for almost 2 years and then just started with Sport Techie about 3 months ago. And so that's where I'm right now. If you look at my background, it's, history major, minor in crime and justice and political science. I don't have a formal background in media from an education standpoint, but from an experience standpoint, I've been writing since I was 18 at Michigan. So, that's kind of the background on me. And right now, with Sport Techie full time.
Well, we definitely have something in common in the sense that we both studied history in school as undergraduate mm-hmm. majors. I think there's something to be said about reading and listening to stories and how people and how communities evolved and developed. So no doubt being a writer requires a lot of quiet time, but it also means engaging with people to find those stories and certainly to get behind the numbers or the particular thing that might be in the headlines. But can you tell us more about a typical day as a writer? How do you function? How do you navigate to that deadline?
Yeah, so my days they're fairly structured. They're structured in a way. So usually wake up. I'm turning into a morning person. I don't know if I like that or not, but waking up like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'll eat 20 minutes. Turn on ESPN. See if I missed anything from the night before, mm-hmm. and then I hop on the computer 6:30, 6:45, and I go from 6:45 until about noon, writing, reading, checking out like what my day is going to look like, finishing articles for. We have a new newsletter that goes out every day, and so we're trying to pack in anywhere from 5 to 8, maybe 10 articles in the newsletter. And so my mornings are spent, for the most part, writing, checking out what's going on online on Twitter, seeing if I missed anything, jumping on Hootsuite to see what's trending around sports business, sports tech, social media, anything related to sports and tech. And so that's up until about noon, grab lunch. Sometimes I'll take a break for about a half hour, 40 minutes, or I'll eat at my desk and still, staying connected to the computer, at least my phone. And then the afternoon is reserved for catching up on stories, maybe publish one or two, doing interviews for articles down the road, maybe going to an event. And I mean, it's you blink and it's already 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock, grab dinner. Maybe I'll go to the gym at night or even first thing in the morning. I've been doing that. I kind of balance it. Some days I go in the morning at 5:36, other days it's 7, 8 o'clock at night, but it's not a 9-to-5 job. And even when I was at the agency in Atlanta, I thought that was going to be all over the place from a scheduling and just a you know, quote unquote job standpoint. This is, that doesn't even compare to kind of what it is now. I mean, there's stuff that happens at, you know, 10 o'clock on a Friday night, something will happen, you know, news will come out. And if I'm out with friends, I have to go run to a coffee shop next door, grab my computer from my car and type, you know, 400 words and get it published. So you're kind of at the mercy of news when stuff happens. But you know, I knew that going into the job with Sport Techie and what I was doing. And so, much different than the agency, although the agency, you would get fires that would happen on the weekend or 10 o'clock at night, you get a client phone call and something, there was an issue, but, for the most part, you could handle it in 10 minutes on the phone or take the call, address it, and then follow up the next morning at 10 a.m. Now it's not really, you can't put off news that, right, that breaks at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night and say, I'll cover that in 12 hours the next morning. No, you got to stop what you're doing and get 400 words online as quickly as you can. So
well, definitely sounds like
that's kind of the day, a little structured, but it's kind of all over the place some days. And weekends, some weekends are quieter than others. So,
well, let's take a break here and we'll be right back to discuss more with Mark Burns, senior writer at Sport Techie and contributor to Forbes Sports Money blog. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. We're back with Mark Burns. So, Mark, you told us more about how you got started and what a typical day is for you. How about if you tell us how you manage your time? How did you do it in college with all that writing and being a college student and now today?
Yeah, I think in college, I didn't do maybe as great a job as I would have liked. A lot more distractions with, you know, I lived in a house junior year with five other guys, and there's always something going on. There's always, you know, a game guys are going to, and you're kind of pulled in a lot of different directions. But now like I said, with my schedule Monday through Friday, at least, I know what my schedule is like, basically 6 o'clock into the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And then kind of my nights are a little bit all over the place, but I think the nature of the job and nature of just writing forces me to be much more structured. And I think something I've got being very, very efficient with my time and being mindful of letting a half hour go here and there or an hour go here and there. I don't like that. I just don't like wasting time anymore, just because it's so precious and we only get so much in a day, and you blink and, you know, weeks and months go by, and that's kind of like that's another conversation. But I think the nature of getting into a consistent, you know, Monday through Friday routine, 6 to 6, and then my weekends and nights are, you know, they obviously vary, but I mean, I'm connected to my phone as most people are. I live and die by my calendar. That's kind of how I stay connected.
So are you looking forward to moving to the Big Apple? Going to give up the, yeah, I won't say completely quiet, but definitely a more calm setting in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm in Metro Detroit, the suburbs. It's nice. My family's and my parents moved to Shelby Township, which is, they're northeast suburbs, but much quieter where I grew up and where they live for about 20 years. And so, I'll definitely miss it. I mean, I'm close with my mom. And so, we hang out a good amount because I usually work from a coffee shop or I'm just working from home. That's sort of the beauty with the writing gig. And
yes,
definitely will miss it. But I think getting to New York and getting to the Northeast, we'll be able to meet a lot of people, have a lot of interviews in person, go to events. I'm not too far from Philly or D.C., close mm-hmm. to Jersey. I can get up to Connecticut if I need to go up there. So I think I was in New York one summer, as you know, with MSBA, yes, Manhattan Sports Business Academy in 2013. And I enjoyed the city. Granted, this will be longer than 10 weeks. I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
So what do you enjoy most about being a writer?
Crafting a story, however you want the story to go. Granted, it's for me, at least it's, you know, more newsy, nothing fiction or anything like that. But I enjoy really like the longer form articles and talking to somebody I was down in Charlotte at NASCAR and did a story on how NASCAR revamped their social strategy over the last 18 months. And so I talked to the social folks for about 45 minutes, got a tour, saw how they tracked the conversation online and really got an in-depth look at how they perform on social. And so those types of stories I really enjoy. The quicker articles, I mean, it's just something that we have to do to stay up with news that's coming out and things that we can do, you know, write an article in 30 minutes and get it posted online. But I truly enjoy those longer articles that take a few hours to write that are 1,000 words and that you have to put a little bit more time and effort and, you know, you have to put a little more mental power into it as well. So it's funny. I when I was in Michigan, I listened to, sounds kind of weird, but I listen to EDM music when I when I write, because it kind of it helps me stay focused, and just the music without anyone singing or, you know, any words, I can focus that way. So people always laugh when I tell them that, or when they, sometimes I'll have my, if I'm working with a group of people, pull out my headphones and my music's still playing, and they look at me and I'm like, are you listening to that while you're writing? It's like, yeah, I was listening to EDM music. So yeah, that's kind of how I stay focused.
Well, let's shift a little bit away from the job and talk a little bit about, if you can find time to read or watch television much, any favorites? I know recently I've been binging on Narcos on Netflix. I love that crime drama, just amazing stuff about Pablo Escobar. But how about for you? Any particular TV shows or books that you read?
Yeah, Big Bang Theory has been something that my parents got into it about 2-3 years ago. And so I've watched a ton of episodes. So I'd say that. Narcos is another one. I have a stack of books that's probably a dozen books, you know, Good to Great. And I just read Ego is the Enemy by, I think it's Ryan Holiday. But, yeah, I have about 12 books that are just sitting there. So I would like to read more. If I'm doing anything away from work and it's not, you know, the gym or maybe hang out with friends, I've gotten big into podcasts. And so I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. I love listening to the Barstool Sports guys, even though they're a little on the raunchy side, but very entertaining. Bill Simmons, I listen to a few of his. There's a gentleman named Clay Travis who has his own radio show. He's actually a former attorney, went to Vanderbilt Law, actually lives in Nashville. But he has a radio show. He's got a podcast. So I listen to that. So I try and find different ways to check out TV, podcasts. Definitely my goal this year was to read one book every 2 weeks and failed miserably. So I think going into 2017, I'm going to try and set the bar a little bit lower and maybe read a book once a month, or at least commit to reading 30 minutes every day. I think I did that for a bit earlier this year, but then you blink and a week or two goes by and you look at that book next to your bed and you're like, I have not picked that thing up in 2 weeks. So hopefully moving into 2017, I'll be able to stick to that. So that's the goal.
Well, I definitely have a similar issue with that concern. But one thing, especially knowing that you're also a history lover, is that even though we try different ways to get through all our stacks of books, there will always be a stack of books. What drives you? What keeps you going each and every day?
I had a close family friend pass away and diagnosed with cancer in 2011, in May of 11, before I went to law school. He's actually in Nashville. And so when I went to Nashville, I kind of saw basically my second dad, if you will, kind of saw him go through the struggle of battling cancer and got very, very close with him over those 18 months before he passed in December of 12. And I don't know, I just realized from hanging out with, I call him Coach John because he coached me when I was growing up playing hockey. But, you know, that we only, and this sounds so cliche, but it's true. We only have one life. And, you know, every day it's, you know, you can take every day for granted, or you can make the most of your, you know, 16, 18 hours that you're awake and kind of maximizing your time, you know, from a career side to, you know, your personal relationships, all that. And so that really hit me. I think because I was a little bit old, you know, I wasn't too old, but I was out of high school and college. I was in grad school, 22, 23, maybe a little bit more mature than when I was in high school, and really recognized that. And so, yeah, that was probably a big sticking point with me. So that, and I think just, my parents, my dad and I mean, mom are, you know, they're two of the hardest working people I know. And so I think a lot of it comes from that. So, I guess that those are kind of the reasons, my parents and a close family friend that passed a few years back.
Well, thank you for that. We'll be right back with Mark Burns, senior editor at Sport Techie. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Mark Burns. Mark, thank you for sharing about your background, about your job, about what motivates you. Now, as we move into the future, can you think about if you weren't writing about sports, technology, entrepreneurship, all the amazing things that happen in the world of sport, whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
There's a few. One would be an on-air kind of commentator, commenting about hockey, because I grew up playing hockey, know the sport, or at least of all the sports, know that the best because I played and the X's and O's. But I think being either play-by-play or being a color commentator. And then on the other side, kind of a much different job would be, when I was in grade school and even into high school, I volunteered a few summers at a special needs school, kids 3 to 26 in Farmington Hills, Michigan, called Cloverdale. And wow. Really enjoyed connecting with the kids and putting a smile on their face. And so that would be 100%. If I wasn't doing what I was doing, that would be what I was doing, is being a special ed teacher and, you know, potentially down the road opening a special ed type of school. So, yeah, I think that would, I mean, that or the commentating for hockey.
Any advice you'd give young people interested in the glamour of sports media and writing and broadcasting? Any advice, things that possibly you do over?
I would, for the most part, I don't really have, I think, any regrets. I think the one big thing is, you know, no dream is ever too big. Mm. And that's, and again, I mean, a lot of this is very, very cliche, but I mean, when I was in law school at Belmont, one of my mentors, Darren Heitner, wrote for Forbes, and you know, I thought it would be very cool to do that as well. And just talking to him, covering the sports business world, I always thought to myself, I mean, dang, wouldn't it be cool to write for Forbes and cover sports business? And I remember reaching out to a few folks at Forbes, and I won't mention anyone's name, but I remember one of them kind of just blew me off because I was 22, 23, just a young kid. And they just kind of blew me off. And it kind of, I mean, motivated me to be like, you know, I'm going to show you, I'm going to write for Forbes and be a contributor one day. And
it's competitive.
Sure enough, I think you're right. Exactly. And so, I think from that, after a year later from that call, I was a contributor with Forbes. And so I think, a few of the, you asked about advice, but, you know, no dream or no aspiration is ever too big. I think you have to want to be in rooms and conversations and events that maybe you shouldn't be at, but you want to get to that point. And so you kind of, in your head, those are kind of points you want to get to in your career. I just go back to Darren because he was the first person I reached out to in sports. And so a lot of the words of wisdom have come from him, but he always told me to be bold with. And I kind of took that step further and said, you know, be bold with the people you want to meet, the conversations you want to have, the people you want to talk to. Those are kind of a few little things here and there. And then I think as you gain success in your career, you know, staying humble and remembering, you know, kind of you were at a point where you didn't know anyone in sports. I remember myself, you know, in 2012 writing for a little site called sportsnetworker.com, writing daily blog posts, 200-400 words a day that were probably getting 20 reads. And at least half of those were probably from family members. So you kind of keep things in perspective. And at the end of the day too, we're in the sports world and we're not curing cancer. I don't try and take it too seriously. You know, we're working in sports, covering the tech side of things. Yes, it's cool and every day is different, but I try not to take, you know, the work and at least myself too seriously. So those would be a few words of wisdom, I think.
Well, they are great words of wisdom. I think whether you're 12 years old or 72, definitely great advice. Thanks again for spending time today. Mark Burns, senior writer for Sport Techie and Forbes Sport Money blog. If you're interested in reading his work, which is amazing, you can go to sporttechie.com. Thanks again, Mark.